Love. Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Yeah. Woo, get it on. Gotta get it on. Tell you what, gonna get it on.
That is some good radio.
Gotta get it on. Get it on tonight. Freak out. Get it on. All right. Tonight, Drew and myself, Ron Jeremy. And Christy Canyon, two of my favorite porn stars, coming in tomorrow night. And then Marsha Thompson from Las Vegas, NBC's Las Vegas, in here Thursday night. My beloved Crank Yankers on tonight, Comedy Central, 10:30. Got to give that a plug. And what else, Drew? What's going on out there?
It's raining.
Man, is it raining.
Yeah, look, the news broadcast over here. Got to have emergency, you know, break-in, breaking news. It's raining, ladies
it's raining.
And gentlemen.
Oh, they got a shot of the ground with water hitting it.
Water coming out of the sky.
I like when they start giving you some tips.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Stay inside.
Use an umbrella.
Slow it down a little bit.
Wear waterproof shoe covers.
Roads are slick, everybody. Yeah. All right. So it's raining and the Yankees won.
No, Red Sox won.
I mean, the Red Sox won. I know I scared everybody.
It's crazy.
I even scared myself, actually. Yeah. I went, oh, wow, that's series scary. Over. Now it's going to game seven. This is crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, you live with all those Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
They're
going nuts. So I went Yankees to win. Because here's the thing. Here's all that you need to know about the human condition. You want your team to win, number one, and you want your buddy's team to lose, number two.
Yeah, that's a male thing.
That's how guys think.
Yeah.
You want your team to win, and if your team can't win, you feel bad, and you don't want to sit around and watch other people celebrate. You want to commiserate with them. Right. So it'd be nice if their team loses.
Right. Especially if they're sort of full of their team. You know what I'm saying? If they're completely live and die by their team. It's like, shut up.
And I've had a ass full of the Massachusetts area over the last 3 years, I got to tell you. I never realized how obnoxious the fans were in that part of the country until I was there. After the Super Bowl when they beat the Rams in New Orleans.
Right.
And they weren't celebrating the Patriots' win. They were celebrating the Rams' loss. Just a bunch of drunken fat guys from New England running up at everyone they could find and yelling, "Who'd you thought the Rams were going to win, didn't you? Well, I'm from St. Louis area." They just start screaming. They didn't want to enjoy the win.
Right.
And I don't know when this started. That after every big game, they had to interview the players, and the players were like, "Nobody thought we could do it except for the people in this locker room, and we shocked the world. And you people said that we couldn't." You know, it's like, okay.
I'll show you.
Relax. Yeah. You guys just won.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be thanking Allah or something, or Jesus or something at this point, and your mom?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it goes?
That's the traditional thing.
Supposed to be yelling at the reporters, "You guys didn't think we could do it?" I don't know when even winning turned sort of venomous.
Hostile, yeah.
It turned hostile.
Yeah,
it used to be the guy who lost threw his mitt down, and the guy who won held his hands up. And
or the guy who won was very gracious, graciously accepted his victory.
Yeah, I'm even all right with him just spraying champagne on his buddy's heads.
Yeah.
But the part where he starts screaming at everyone, "You didn't think we could win, and we showed you, and nobody but us thought we could win, and no one but the people in this locker room thought we could win." Shut up. It just started in on that a few years ago, and it got so goddamn obnoxious. So that's when I realized everyone from the New England area and Foxborough and all that were just a-holes. Because they're just drunken guys looking for anybody who was a fan of the team their team beat and
scream
wanted to
out.
Go abuse them.
Yeah.
It's really weird. It's like they have one. They really have they have two modes. They have we're angry because we lost, and we won, but yet we still must abuse. So what do we do? Like, how do we weigh the excitement of victory against our need to abuse? If we just celebrate, who'd be getting abused?
The need to abuse always
right.
Wins.
So let's see.
Put them together.
Let's put a unique twist on it. We'll just abuse the people we beat.
You got abuse on my victory.
That's right. All right. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. And by the way, the Yankees don't need another win either.
I know.
And here's the worst. I'll tell you the worst people in the world. It always comes up during the Super Bowl. It's like one team has never been there in the 28 years the franchise has been around. Another team has three or four Super Bowl rings. You talk to some guys from neither city, has nothing at stake, hasn't even bet. You're like, who are you pulling for? I kind of like to see the Steelers or Dallas or whoever's got the four Super Bowl rings, San Francisco. I like to see them win. Really? What?
That's
they
true.
Got four rings. They got four
that's
rings.
What, Anderson?
That's you.
Is that Drew?
Yeah, he likes whoever won.
Is that you, Drew?
A little bit that way.
Yeah, puss. Puss. So it's like one team, and I swear this happens every year because what will happen is like the Yankees will be playing the Marlins, and one team has 28 28 World Series rings. The other has zero. And it'll be like, well, I'm not from Florida or New York, but I don't really care. But I guess I like to see the Yankees win. Really? So they can have 29? That's you?
It's fun to be connected to a dynasty. But I'm pulling for the Red Sox this time.
Yeah. Okay, right. Me too. But here's what I'm saying. And maybe this is an interesting study, Drew.
Yeah.
Interesting. Think about it for a second. I know it sounds self-serving.
No, it is interesting.
But I'll always unequivocally pull for the team that just has the worst record or shouldn't be there.
I think most people
whatever.
Do that. And that
no, I don't think they do.
I think Americans have a history of pulling for the underdogs, and that bothers me too. That bothers
Why?
Me that people automatically pull for the underdog. Why? What's wrong with the guys that are superior? They're better.
Yeah. It's more interesting if the other guys win.
I was a Miami fan in the 70s.
Right.
Nobody was going to beat them.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Was fun. Well, I know. It's very easy. Very safe. Must be nice.
No, I'm a Dodger fan.
Who else are you pulling for? Pulling for Whitey? See if you can get ahead? Get a break? We can catch a break?
No, I said I pull for things that are superior.
Can the blue-eyed guys own land yet? No. Are they allowed to vote? What else? What do you need?
Look, come on.
What else? Mercedes owners?
Pull for the
who
Dodgers.
Else we got to pull for?
Pull for the Dodgers.
Guys
Christ.
Who own multi-story homes? Who else are we pulling for? Land barons? What's going on?
That's
slave
point,
owners?
That's why
What's going on? Can Whitey get a break?
That's why Americans do that, because they
look. You know, it's,
we find it distasteful to pull for people that are in a obscure position.
Here's what people are. They're just sort of they're a combination between lazy, weak, and stupid. It's like, well, one team's a 17-point favorite. When the game's all over, I want to go home and feel good about myself. I don't want to go home and say my team lost, because that team becomes your team if you're pulling for them the whole game. So I'm going to take the easy route and I'll get the victory.
But then why have a winning team at all? Why do we want to have a winning team in our hometown? Why? Why bother? It's
look. Yeah.
I wouldn't want that.
You have one team that has four Super Bowl rings, another team that's never been to the show in 25 years. You don't care either way. You have no relatives in either place. You're gonna root for the team. Now look, the guys with the four Super Bowl rings. None of the guys, and maybe this
different
is
guys, yeah.
different guys, but yeah. The franchise has it.
I know what you mean.
And go for the guys that have zero.
It's an interesting topic. It really is. It is.
All right. I got to tell you, as a even as a Rams fan, believe it or not, the Rams had won the year or 2 years before. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Pats the first time. Mm-hmm. Had I known, I wouldn't have done this. But they're playing the Pats. Rams got their Super Bowl ring, a year and a half earlier. Pats had been around for 30 years, never won anything. They're playing the Rams. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind if the Pats won. It'd be mm-hmm. fair. Rams won one 2 years ago. Pats been around for 35 years. Let them win one. Little did I know it would turn into this. Did you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, had to do over again, I would have forced the Rams to win.
You're angry at the Patriots having a winning dynasty.
Now I'm angry because then they just kept winning and it turned into a nightmare. But the point is at the time, even if as a Rams fan, I thought the team that hadn't won in 35 years, I thought, let them win.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. Now, I'm just saying, I don't know how many people think that way.
I think not enough. I think a lot of people do.
Not sports more. Fans. Wow.
Let's
what
try
was
that
then?
I got to hear.
Really?
I'm trying to. Got to know. Anna?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening, baby doll?
Hi.
Hey, turn something down.
Hello.
What's going on?
I have a problem. Who is this?
Who'd you call?
I called Q101.
Okay. Well, that's us.
Okay, Dr. Well, I've been on the phone for so long, I didn't know who I was talking to.
All right.
Well, I have a problem. Every
All
time,
right.
I just got my clit pierced. They call it the trunk, right?
Shocking.
And every time
they
I
call
walk,
it the what?
I feel
trunk?
Like I'm having an orgasm.
Hold on. They you had your clit pierced, they call it the trunk?
Yeah. Well, where I'm from, they do.
You mean the hood?
No. I'm from the beach, Virginia.
Virginia Beach.
Hold on. Drew, did you you got that whole exchange there?
Yeah, I didn't follow it, but you know what I mean.
You didn't follow it? Drew, you missed something precious.
Tell me.
She said, I got my clit pierced. They call it the trunk.
Right.
So I'm guessing that's the kind of piercing she got on her
clit.
Right,
so I thought she confused.
They call it the trunk. Hood. And then you said, you mean the hood? And she said, no, I'm from Virginia Beach. She said, where I'm from, we call it the trunk. And you said, you mean the hood, meaning you're from the hood. Come on, buddy. Let's go.
I missed that.
Yeah, because it was that's funny because she said, where I'm from, we call it the trunk. And you said, you mean the hood.
And it came out of my mouth. That's why I missed that.
I know. That's why you should have caught it. That's why it's funny, though. All right. So, Anna.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're from the Prepuse.
The Prepuse?
You're from the hood?
No, I'm not from the hood.
Okay.
The kind of piercing you had, they pierced the hood.
No. Yeah, okay. The trunk. Okay, yeah. I'm so sorry. All right.
She's confusing the parts of the automobile. The hood.
Right. I got it. I got the joke. Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. What do you mean the trunk, though?
All right. You're right. The hood.
She meant the hood.
Oh, she meant the. Oh, really?
Yes, she meant the.
Really? The boot and the bonnet. She got her trunk pierced. Oh. What the hell is going on?
I knew that's where she was going.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right, Anna. All right. Thank you for amusing us.
Okay, yeah, so you got your hood.
Open. All right.
Yeah, the trunk's now open.
Right.
There's a body in there.
So, okay, and now you, what?
Wait. What are you doing in Chicago if you're from Virginia Beach?
Because my husband got out of the military, and he's from Chicago. So he moved back to Chicago. But that's besides the point.
How long ago did you have your trunk pierced?
4 months ago.
In Virginia Beach.
That's correct. How'd you know Virginia? I just said the beach.
No, I think you said Virginia Beach.
You said Virginia Beach. You're the same person called the hood the trunk, so just kind of remember that.
Right.
All right. Well, anyhow, it's like a thing, or if you know, whatever, but every time I walk, I feel like I'm going to get off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what some people report from these kind of piercings. The problem with that is that you can eventually become desensitized.
Yeah, because
for a while you're oversensitive.
Well, the thing is eventually if you feel that sensation every time you take a step, your body's going to have to turn down the volume on the clitoris, otherwise you'd just be walking around leaving a snail trail and screaming.
Well, you know I'm in the grocery store and I'm just like, "Oh my God. Prego."
Yeah. All right. Stay out of the dairy. Okay, why don't you take it out?
Produce.
Well, I don't want to. I just don't know. Like, you know.
Well, then you'll have to ice your clit before you go outside.
Okay.
You know, spray.
Tape it down or something.
Tape it up. Get a little skull cap for it. Get spray it with some of that Freon.
Mini yarmulke? Clit yarmulke?
Yeah, Clitica. Take some of that. That nitrogen stuff, that spray can
liquid
stuff
nitrogen.
They would spray on your elbow when you'd scuff it up as a kid. It was red. It was obnoxious.
Remember that stuff? Ethyl chloride.
Yeah, spray some of that on there.
Yeah.
Knock it down. By the way, first off, having someone put something through your clitoris, it just seems bizarre to me. And first off, there's just somebody working on that area, a stranger working on that area,
Untrained professional working
on that area, and then just putting a spear through it, and it just smacks of effed up.
Yeah,
it really does. I don't know what's up with Anna. No, I know, but Anna.
Yeah.
Okay, don't have any kids.
I already have kids.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you have kids.
Why did you tell me not to have any?
Because you sound unfit.
I sound unfit.
Yeah.
Why?
Like you'd be a bad mother.
Why?
Well, because you decided it'd be a good idea to get your clit pierced with being a mother of two.
So, a mother of two.
How many do you have?
Okay, wait. Why would you say I'm an unfit mother if I have my clit pierced?
How many kids do you have?
Well, that's beside the point. Why would I be an unfit mother?
Just three or four.
No, what do you have? Three kids.
So, if you get your tongue pierced, that makes you an unfit mother.
It helps. How many kids do you have?
Well, if you get your ears pierced,
how many kids do you have, you hoe?
I'm a whore.
All right, idiot.
Isn't the tongue the trunk?
We all know she's a great mom.
Well,
and again, it's we talk to these a-holes every night, which is, oh, listen, I go out, we do a little swinging, then I do a bump, a blow off my boss's ass, then I get a hood piercing. How dare you, Sam? Oh, I leave it all. I leave it all at work, and then I come home, and I'm a new person. I'm Mary Poppins when I get home.
Mary Poppins wasn't having spontaneous orgasms.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, I'm not trying to be uptight. I'm just saying if you got two or three kids, don't worry about the hood piercings.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not the act. It's that you're thinking about it.
Right.
Ass shouldn't even pop up on your radar screen.
It's not the fact that she has a piercing.
It's not. No, and it's not the fact that she enjoys sex or that she wants to be intimate with her husband as much as she wants.
She's spending her time obsessing about
this. It's a non-judgment call. It's that husband tossed out of the military or out of the military. I'm guessing you're moving back to Chicago. That's where he's from. Probably living in the folks' basement. You know, you live in the military. It's basically $850 a month. You don't got two nickels to rub together, and you're spending $110 getting a hole pierced in your hood. That's all. I'm sure you could use a car seat instead of the hole piercing.
What if he gets a complication, gets infected, or something?
Yeah. And what happened to mom? She died when a guy was sleeved with tattoos who had a bone coming out of his nose. They couldn't stop the bleeding coming from the vagina,
from the clitoris.
Yeah. What's in the vagina, right?
Above it.
That's vagina.
It's vulva.
That's like
vagina's the inside.
Oh, it's like it's like saying the panhandle's not part of Texas. See what I'm saying?
No.
It's in Texas. It's just off.
Yeah, it's Oklahoma, is not Texas.
There's a Texas panhandle too, though, isn't there? It's all Oklahoma. I thought there was a Texas panhandle.
Panhandle's the pan. The Oklahoma is the.
There's no handle. Handle's not. Oh no, it's not, is it? Oh, you're right, Drew.
Oklahoma.
I thought Texas had a pan with a handle on it too.
In Oklahoma. You're right.
All right. You're right. Look, I'm just saying the clitoris is in the vagina. That's how everyone thinks. It's the vagina.
That's why guys don't know how to perform oral sex. They think there's something in the vagina that they're going to be able to stimulate. There isn't.
That's the vagina. The whole thing from hair to hair.
Here we go. Got the picture here.
All right.
This part?
Yeah, that's all vagina.
That's all vulva.
Vulva, vagina. It's all the same place. It's all the Texas.
Look
at your pictures.
This is even called the vaginal orifice. Doesn't even qualify as a vagina here.
Armand?
Look.
Yes, hello.
It's not
a vagina.
I don't need to see a textbook to know what I know. I never let the man's words affect my thinking.
I know that.
Or force me to look at a map. Armand?
Yes, sir.
You're, what happened? I thought there was a Texas panhandle.
It sounds like it should be.
Go find the Texas panhandle.
Just look it up on
Google,
yeah.
You better hope there's no Texas panhandle. Armand?
Yes, sir.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Basically, I got a Prince Albert. It's kind of weird. I'm from Chicago also.
Do you have any kids?
Excuse me?
Do you have any kids?
No, sir. I'm actually a virgin.
Adam will not be... What?
You're a virgin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
smart.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
No, that's tactical. You know what I mean?
Stay a virgin with the bar?
Well, people could go like, are you still a virgin? You go, I got a Prince Albert. And they would just leave you alone.
True.
You would never have to lie.
I got a couple offers, but it kind of freaked me out. I'm not sure what's up with that. But,
What do you mean you got freaked out?
I don't know. Once the girl is into me, it's kind of, I don't know if it'll turn off or make me feel weird or
scared off. Yeah.
All right. What's up?
Pretty intrusive mom.
I haven't seen her ever since I was maybe 2 years old.
Mm-mm.
Never seen her.
Do you have a stepmom?
I do have a stepmom. Maybe met her when I was four, maybe. Four.
What's she like?
She's all right, I guess. She's a little weird, a little off, but she has a pretty good heart, so.
All right. And what are you doing? Are you going to college?
Right now I'm trying to go back to college for a paramedic. Right now I'm an EMTB, basic. I'm trying to go back for my paramedic in about a couple months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're not religious?
I've been an altar boy ever since I was 10 years old.
No, you are religious.
Yeah, pretty religious.
Do you want to wait until you're married before you have coitus?
No, it's nothing like that at all. Nothing like that at all.
What is it then?
I, be honest with you, it's not like I think it's a sin or nothing. Like I'm a religious, but I'm not like one of those.
What is it?
What is it? What is it? You don't need to know what it's not.
I don't know. I just really feel kind of weird and turned off, and I don't feel like yucky or disgusting, but it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of weird.
All right.
Yes, it is weird. Not a normal feeling.
You like guys?
Oh, no.
He's gay.
No.
All right. Okay. Well, then, look, okay, here's what I want to say. Yummy phase. We've talked about this. Some guys are mature at 14, and some guys ain't into it at 20. At 25, no, 23, it's important. Yeah, at 19, 90% of guys are raring to go. There's a 10% that's weird. They're a little skittish. They're just these guys. I mean, they don't like...
He's squirrely, but I think there's more than squirreliness here. I think he's really genuinely has intimacy problems.
Armin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so your mom, you feel like your mom abandoned the family.
Yeah,
What happened before she left?
Excuse me?
What was she like before she left?
Be honest with you, I don't even remember what she looks like. I do know a couple pictures, but I don't even look at them.
Do you know why she left?
Don't want to know the story.
Maybe you ought to look at that a little bit.
Armin.
Yes, sir.
You sound like a smart guy. You're up in your head a lot. You got some weird energy.
Yeah.
But you ain't dangerous. You're 19. Everything's cool. You need to just sort of focus on your EMT training. Don't get all freaked out about your virginal status and start trying to find a woman and just date her.
Right. Just date somebody.
But don't pour your allowance into your joint and your underpants. Don't get all caught up in stuff.
But also don't go for, if he goes for somebody that he's not freaked out by, it could be kind of who that's going
to
be.
Get your training. Here's what 19-year-old guys who aren't going to college need to do. Get your training, get your job. Get out of the house and then start, because trying to get laid when you're living in the basement, your stepmom's coming down with a hamper full of your soiled socks,
you're
beaten off into a poster of Christy Brinkley on the ceiling is no way to live.
No.
Get your money, get your job, get out. All right, now here's someone who says they live on the Texas Panhandle. Chris?
Yes, sir.
What's up there, brother man? You live in the Texas Panhandle?
I'm just south of the Texas Panhandle, actually.
Yeah, there's a Texas Panhandle, right?
Yes, sir.
And where is that? Is that where the Oklahoma Panhandle is?
Amarillo is in the Panhandle.
Yeah.
You know where Amarillo and Lubbock
is? How dare you, by the way. And by the way, see, Drew knows I'm so bad at geography that I could say that, Canada's to the north and Mexico's to the south. And if Drew said, no, it's the other way around, I'd go, oh, you're right.
I'll remind you. I said it sounds like there should be a Texas Panhandle.
Yeah, after you chastised me,
I was confused.
My wonderful analogy. Confused.
I said there's the Oklahoma Panhandle. I know for sure there's that. And
well, there is a
that's
Texas
where the
Panhandle.
Clitoris is in the Oklahoma Panhandle.
No, I said that. Okay, you know what I said.
Yeah, I know.
How dare you?
I'm
you
actually mean quite, apologize.
I'm sorry.
Apologize.
I'm quite impressed by Adam's geography of Texas. Every once in a while, when he's trying to belittle somebody by telling them that they're working in a Denny's in Odessa or Abilene or something like that, he's pretty spot on with some of his cities.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Abilene?
You have a woodworking
question?
Have
you ever said the word Abilene?
Yeah. Well, I definitely said Odessa.
Yeah, Odessa, you've said.
Chris?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a woodworking question?
Well, I was just wanting to get your opinion on the use of biscuits. I've got some older guys who live down the road from me that I talk to about working every once in a while. Yeah,
they're dowel men.
Like
yeah, I've got a biscuit joiner.
Joiner.
They tell me to pile them up on my workbench and burn them. They said they ain't worth nothing, but I just wanted to see what you said about them.
All right. Well, what people don't know is a plate joiner and a biscuit joiner are the same thing. Biscuits come in different sizes, different little numbers, like 10 through 20. They look like a flat football, and they're a wafer. And in order to join two pieces of wood, they used to drill a hole with a drill bit and put a round dowel into it, just a round quarter-inch wooden dowel.
Right.
Now they have this thing that goes in, it's a little saw blade, makes a little smile in it, and you slide put glue all over the biscuit. You've seen my biscuit joiner.
Yeah.
Boring
I have
bit. Multiple biscuit joiners.
Yeah.
Put that in, you join it that way. It's stronger than the wood itself. I'm a huge fan of the biscuit joiner, Chris, and you tell those old-timers to kiss your ass. They're just jealous.
Okay.
They're doing it the old-fashioned way. Yeah. Understand, too, a lot of guys who work with wood do it so they don't have to go back into the house, and they're not looking for faster ways to do anything because they got the old lady in the house.
Right, they want to stay outside.
They want to stay outside. Right. So you come up with some technology that can get them back into the house with their kids and their family, and they're angry.
They're out chipping, you know, a flint trying to get a fire going.
Yeah, trying to get a fire going. They got a water wheel instead of a power saw.
Grinding the weed out in the back.
Yeah, they're using like a bow and a stick to drill a hole. Sharp piece of tusk at the end of it. Yeah, otherwise you have to go back in the house. Go, guy's been working on the same like a hummingbird feeder for 14 years. Sure. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Oh, yeah. Woo! Get it on. This is my song. Picture the Ace Man, 70s retro shaft jacket slung over shoulder, slow motion, hair bouncing in the wind. Every chick at the bar, just seeing the boots, you know, like Travolta and Saturday Night Fever. Every chick at the bar just head turning simultaneously as I make my way to high five a black guy who looks cool. Because, you know, it keep moving, everyone looking, guys looking, bartender pointing and laughing. I flip him something. Yeah.
And all the girls turn.
And they all turn. Yeah.
POV changes.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is...
Now, this is what the girls see.
That's what they hear. Yeah.
That's what they see.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it on. It's Loveline. Amanda, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Turns out, the panhandle is Oklahoma's panhandle, but there is a Texas panhandle
with the border
as well.
There, yeah.
So I guess if you're up underneath the Oklahoma panhandle, you get to be, is that where it is? Yeah. You get to be on the Texas panhandle. I guess you're on the Texas side of the panhandle, making it the Texas panhandle.
There you go.
All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah, ready.
What about a little Germany or Florida?
Amy first, then Germany or Florida.
Think she has a hemorrhoid? She's blood when she went? Oh,
that's
come
good
on.
Times.
No, that's Germany or Florida time. Adam?
Hi.
What's happening?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, brother. What's
all
up?
All right. I have a Germany or Florida.
Fantastic.
Okay, a man was shocked to come home and find all of his furniture destroyed and the ceiling and walls torn apart in his condo. According to police, his enraged girlfriend went berserk after discovering he was cheating on her. She then used a chainsaw on his condo, destroying his possessions and part of his home. She was arrested after a note was found explaining her actions.
What did you say? The ceiling was destroyed? What?
She went nuts. I guess she, with a chainsaw, she destroyed the
right.
wall.
I'm hip,
ceiling.
But you said the furniture and the what was destroyed?
The furniture, the ceiling, and the walls.
All okay. right, the ceiling. All right. Wow, that's a thorough gal.
Now, let's reason this out a bit. First of all, very white trash,
super
Florida.
Yeah.
In Germany, I wouldn't imagine there'd be... I sort of imagine two kinds of buildings in Germany. Mm-hmm. Germany, you know, sort of...
Ovens.
Bauhaus stuff.
Right.
That's
right.
Paper-thin walls. You wouldn't even need a
right.
If you hit a train saw, you'd cut through somebody.
Yeah. I think like those IKEA
right.
cycloramas.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like Neuschwanstein, like the huge timbers and you know, giant castle, like mm-hmm. you know, Germanic
eagle's nest.
Yeah, and
all right.
Neither would be suitable for chainsaw.
Yeah, I don't think condo. Condo doesn't sound German.
Yeah.
Chick chainsaw. We're going Florida.
Hate to tell you, Munich, no. Germany.
Oh,
no way!
Wow,
no way!
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for nothing, punk. I have been pummeled by this Germany or Florida.
I know we were so good for like 12, 14 in a row. We could kill. There.
I was, you know, a week ago, I was riding the crest of Germany
victory.
And Florida
victory.
To victory.
You were the Yankees of...
I just couldn't be stopped. And all of a sudden, pow, dethroned. I've been 0-3, I think. Oh, no, wait. I think I got one back. I'm at like 1-4 or something like that.
Yeah.
Drew's maybe... Two for four.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to reevaluate everything. All right, I'm done.
That's hard to believe that one was Germany, but there you go.
Well, you know what I'm starting to think now? I'm starting to think the kids are getting smart, and they're intentionally giving us ones that
smack
Florida.
That's the game.
That is the game.
We got to hone our game.
They're all right, we got to sharpen up. Yeah. Let's work on it this weekend.
Yeah. You just refer to our callers as smart. I've never, ever heard that.
Well, our Germany or Florida callers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
To be fair.
That's a different breed. Amy? See, now we're back to our dumb callers.
Jamie,
go ahead, Amy. You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just actually wanted to know about hemorrhoids. Like, I want to know, can I kind of describe what I had and know if that's what I have, and is that something that will just go away? Or is that something I have
Well, how
to
do I know
doctor?
If that's something? Well, you haven't told us anything about what you have.
Hemorrhoids.
You have a hemorrhoid. You know that's what you have.
No, I don't know what that's what I have, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, there's like a bump down there, and it comes out at certain times, and it'll go away.
Does it hurt?
Is that a hemorrhoid?
Does it hurt?
It hurts, like, when it's flared up or whatever, it hurts.
Does it bleed?
The restroom, it does bleed.
Okay, well, it's probably a hemorrhoid. The problem with blood in the stool or even on the toilet paper, you really can't tell what it is until you go and look. And so somebody has to go check it out to make sure that's what it is. Because there can be problems with your blood clotting system. There can be polyps and tumors and fissures and fistulas,
all kinds of things.
There's
like a little, I mean, there is a bump of skin there. I mean, I can tell it.
All right.
No, Amy, you don't know what it is because you can't get down there and look at it.
But we're going to go hemorrhoid.
It's probably a hemorrhoid.
What should she do?
Hot compresses, preparation H, Anusol, hot towels, thyme.
I thought Anusol was for like toothaches.
Anusol.
Anusol. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wonder why it tastes so bad.
Yeah, that's good.
Tastes like pure ass. Yeah. I'm like, wow, this stuff better be good. Because it's like
someone
crapped in my mouth. Wow. Nothing, huh?
Anusol.
Anusol. Wow. Why do that? Really? You have to do that?
What? Have to do what?
I don't know. You got to put the word anus right in your medication?
So people won't brush with it, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Even with the name anus in the name of the product.
Well, what's the stuff you put on your toothache?
Ambisol.
All right. So that doesn't go in your abdomen. So I put a little anus. Put a anus sauce in the mouth. That's fine. Toothache went away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I put some Crest up my ass and went to bed.
Oh my God!
No, I've never had a hemorrhoid. I did have my jackass friend Ray talk me into having a hemorrhoid.
Oh,
once.
That was your carbuncle.
That was my carbuncle.
Yeah.
And he was like, "You better get some Anusol. you better get some preparation H." And I remember at the time. And by the way, here's how you know you're a loser. You're 30. Yes, I am 30 at the time.
Oh.
I remember where I was, and I remember the celebration I had. Jimmy and I went out and ate Mexican. We ate like 40 pounds of Mexican food.
That's a good thing.
No, that was after. That was in celebration.
Releasing the carbuncle?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Triumphal. Yes.
My buddy,
the hat dance.
My buddy Ray had me convinced it was a hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
And really what it was is a giant zit.
Yeah.
And so his first
it's a huge abscess. It's a perirectal abscess, really.
It's bad times is what it is. It is exquisite pain. Yeah. You're talking to a guy, look, I've had my shoulder dislocated on a football field. It's about the same pain, except for people are laughing. And Ray first says, you got to push it back up there with your finger.
Oh.
So I'm like, all right, let me. It's like, oh, my God. It's crazy, nutty pain.
Yeah, people don't realize. And when that area gets irritated, you don't realize you're winking every time you breathe.
Your anus winks.
No,
it's that way, like when you crack a rib. You don't understand, how often you cough or sneeze or laugh or whatever.
Right.
Your anus is
connected to everything.
You don't raise your foot. Ooh. Get my F out of there, would you, Anderson? Obviously, I got angry about it.
Oh, you don't raise your eyelids.
I didn't get the whole F word out, but the point is I'm a man of passion.
About your anus. You do not raise
an eyelid without feeling some stress down there.
Yeah, some winking.
So I tried to push it in. It didn't work. So he said, go get some preparation H. I went to the mark. It was like $6.85.
Could you walk at that point?
I used a Lark, one of those electric wheelchairs. Yeah.
But you're standing up because you couldn't
sit down.
I
was carried to the market, and then once I got in, I used a motorized one. Yeah, because it would scrape the other cheek when I was walking. It was brutal. And so I got the preparation H, and I remember, like I said, here's how you know you're a loser. You're 30 years old. Your ass felt like it's been shot with a musket ball, and you're looking at something, and you're going,
$2.89.
Wow, it's almost $6. Yeah. Does it come in a smaller size? Like, is there some sort of vending machine that has preparation H where I just get a little handful before I leave? I can bring like a wet nap and into it, and I'll just carry it home in my hand. Because I don't need a whole tube. Wow. Or maybe I can buddy up with someone. Anyone else buying Preparation H? How about we go in the parking lot? Just give me a little. Just give me a little rope.
Squirt.
Give me a little rope. What's that? 80 cents? Just give me a nice little rope. Not listen, buddy. I'm not going to rub it on your ass. I'm legit. Just give me a little rope of that stuff. What do you say? I'm just saying, wow. $4, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think about it. So anyway, now I'm rubbing the Preparation H on my carbuncle for 3 days, and I'm in a exquisite, exquisite pain.
Yeah.
Exquisite pain. It's not then, going away.
Then you went into operation mode.
And that's when surgery. I said, it was like a raid on Entebbe. I said, we're going in. We don't negotiate anymore.
Then you were Thomas Edison.
We're
setting
going
up
in.
Mirrors and lighting surfaces.
Well, it is hard to find that part of your body with your eye. Your eye can't find that part of your body. You know what I mean?
Right. Your face can't find
right.
it. Right.
I didn't have a doctor. I didn't right. know anybody. And here's the other thing, too.
Oh, you're let Ray do it?
Piss poor uh-huh. and you have no insurance or anything. You may know somebody like knows a doctor, but they're like a friend. So it's like, and it's a chick.
Yeah.
You know what it was Mary Coffey.
Oh, yeah. Well, she would have been good.
Yeah, but this is
she's
dude.
She's an ER doctor, though.
This
she's
is good. Dude I know's old lady going to be spreading my cheeks.
She does stuff like that all day. I worked with her for years.
I've been out to dinner and stuff with her.
She's
it's
a doctor.
Weird.
Come on,
it's
relax.
Weird. No, I wasn't going to get into that with her. So that's the only person I knew.
By
so.
The way, she would not have done to you what you did to yourself.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. So I had a full-length mirror, and I got my pants down, and I got myself positioned, but I couldn't see it, so I took a flashlight, and I bounced it off the mirror and bounced it into the tukai area, and that's when I saw the culprit. And as I
was it peaking?
It was, and it had you know, a little snow cap on. It looked like the Matterhorn. And right as I...
Not St. Helens?
Right as I started... It was smoldering, yeah. And right as I started to... I had a bunch of reporters set up on my balls. They thought they were out of harm's way. Satellite truck. So right as I started to go for it, it just blew.
Oh,
it just blew.
You didn't even...
No,
do
no, I didn't. I was getting ready to do some piercing and some prodding and
but
stuff.
Just from all the grunting
idiot
and groaning.
My buddy Ray convinced me it was a roid,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
didn't know what to do, yeah. and I was checking it out, and I was bouncing the flashlight off the mirror. You know, that's how the Egyptians, that's how they theorized the Egyptians
got light into the pyramids.
Light into the pyramids, yeah. Same way.
That's right.
2,000 years later, that's huh?
Right. You figured
come on,
out
buddy.
Spontaneously.
That's right.
And what happened?
And it blew, and it blew, and it was just like... And then it looked like the end of a gay porn film. It's like, oh my God. It's like someone just finished on me. It was horrible. I was like, oh, and I stood up, and it was like that scene from Tommy where Roger Daltrey can see again.
Yes.
Like I'm free.
Yes.
Started playing. I'm like running down the street. Cut to me on the mountaintop doing this. Cut to me on an amusement park roller coaster.
Right.
Cut to me rolling on the beach with a beautiful woman making out, hitting a grand slam.
Did you have
you know?
To work anymore out of there?
No, it was just I was just running around.
It was
and,
just done.
I'd been hobbled for like 4 or 5 excruciating days. Oh, and I mean, I got on the phone with Jimmy. And I was like, we're going
Mexican.
To El Torito. We're doing Mexican. And we went out someplace in Glendale. I had a coupon. And we ate like 70 pounds of Mexican food.
That's good.
Yeah. All right.
That's good.
All right. And it's not reared its ugly head yet.
No.
But don't worry, Drew. If it does, again.
I know you come calling.
That's right. All right. We'll
Can't
take.
Wait.
Take a little break.
Ooh, Lord.
Ooh, Lord. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Ron Jeremy's going to be in here tomorrow night. Christy Canyon in here with him. Maybe there's some sort of... You know, I don't know, old timers, throwback
say, yeah.
porn tour or something.
50th anniversary tour.
Yeah. Ron's great because he's got a wonderful sense of humor. He's the only Jew in porn, and he can't stop telling schmaltzy jokes. And we've talked about this many times, Drew. Jew trumps everything in the cornball joke department. You could be
president,
Jewish general would
general.
Be up there addressing the Joint Chiefs of Staff and starting with a bad joke. I don't know what it is about being a Jew. We have to make bad jokes, but Jewish porn stars make bad jokes.
I remember the first time I met Ron Jeremy said, do you know what a guy with a big 9-inch penis has for breakfast? Has he done that one to you?
No.
That's his opening thing.
Right.
Do you know what a guy named?
No.
And he goes, well, I had eggs, bacon.
Oh, right, bacon. Right. Oh, yeah, he did that one to me. Oh, what is that? This is why I can't. This is why I can't stand going to Jewish weddings, because the rabbis do, but they do about 10 minutes of service, about 40 minutes of material. What is that, Drew?
It's bad instincts.
It is.
Yeah,
it was good instincts to want to laugh and to be funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
But bad to make the wedding about you doing a routine. Right?
Yeah. Well, there's a long history in Judaism about dealing with adversity through humor.
All right.
And so there's the great, and a lot of like so-called great comedians or you know, humorists.
Well, okay. So they've had a lot of adversity. But
and therefore it's a badge of valor or sort of a distinction to be able to distinguish yourself through the use of humor.
Well, that's
however,
let's
it's decayed
funny.
Over the years.
Yeah, you gotta be funny. Yeah, we got porn stars telling schwanz jokes. Okay. I'm just saying. Thomas?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend and I had a great, you know, sex life and everything. And then it was a long-distance relationship. And then she moved to my city. And since it's been very sparse and...
Give us some more detail. Where did she live before?
She lived like 3.5 hours away.
And why did she move closer?
To be with me, actually.
How long ago did this happen?
Well, she actually got a job, too, which, you know, there weren't any jobs in her town, so.
How long ago did she move closer?
Like 3 months ago.
And mm-hmm. has the relationship been going okay since she moved closer?
It's been fine. I mean, like, we actually get to see each other twice as much, you know.
No, I understand you're seeing each other more, but sometimes that tends to diminish the idealizing quality of a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're apart, you can sort of, you know, they say the distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
It's because you can sort of ruminate about who this person is and build them into a Prince Charming when,
right.
in fact, you're living with him and the toilet paper's on backwards and his toothbrush doesn't have the toothpaste doesn't have the cap on. And it's suddenly the bloom is off the rose. And then also what follows or what sometimes precedes is the sex drive goes down.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, she actually just, I can't explain it. You know, we don't live together. You know, I spend a decent amount of time there. You know, I spend a couple nights there a week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just kind of has disappeared. And
yeah. All right. Well, look, maybe it's not meant to be. Maybe it's winding down.
Yeah, as the reality of the relationship is sort of pressed by proximity, you're able now mm-hmm. to have a real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The reality doesn't live up to the fantasy. There you go.
Well, look, you can see anybody, you know, 5 times a year. That can go on for 40 years. You know what I'm saying?
Children of parents who, you know, ran off or abandoned them build tremendous fantasies about who the people actually were. They're heroin addict, but in their mind there was a
right,
you know, a prince.
He's calling from Detroit, by the way. I read a study in the newspaper yesterday.
What?
It was one of those USA snapshots.
Okay,
I just had a lot of colors
okay,
and stuff.
Okay.
Couldn't actually had someone read it to me. But here's the point. They said best cities for sleeping, worst cities for sleeping. Minneapolis.
Best city?
Best. Worst? Detroit, worst.
For sleeping?
Yeah, for
Why?
Sleeping.
Why?
They just, what they did is they would talk to a bunch of people live there, and they would ask them, you know, how many nights out of the month do you have, like, a sleepless night or a bad night, or what time do you go to bed or whatever? And it turns out all the people in the, it's about happiness, too. The
yeah,
happy
yeah.
people sleep.
Right.
And there you go.
Minneapolis is a pretty happy town.
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving now. I'd like
you
to be the mayor of Sleepyville.
You wouldn't fit in there.
Do everything in my pajamas.
You feel more comfortable in Detroit.
Have my huggy blanket. Glass of warm milk. That'd be awesome. I like to start a town for people like sleeping. Yeah. Snoozeburg.
Snoozeville, yeah.
It would just be like, you know, people get angry if you called before noon. People that be sleep, you know, wake up about noon, take a nap about 2:30. Yeah.
Wait, I think there is a place like that.
Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. Engineer Michelle's got some Mexican in her. How dare you, Drew?
I didn't say Mexican-American.
It's just good to sleep there. Yeah, it's a good sleeping place. Hey, they're happy. That's what we're talking about. Angelina?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for the last 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I met him and ever since we've been together, I've seen other people.
Mm-hmm. Do you have sex with other people?
No, I haven't had sex with other people, but I've messed around with other people. What? I haven't had, like, sexual intercourse type of sex, but I've had other forms of sex.
Wow, that little discussion decayed quickly. Yeah. No, I don't mess around with other people. Well, I mess around, but I don't have intercourse. Well, I have sex with them, but don't actually put the...
Don't actually get the penis in the vagina, but
everything else I do.
Wait a minute. Did you have oral sex?
Yeah, I've had oral sex.
See what I'm saying? Both ways, you on them and them on you?
What was that?
You've done it to them and they've done it to you?
No, they've mainly done it to me, and it's been like two different people, and there's other guys that I've kissed. There's two different people that have done it to me, and then like people that I've met that I've kissed and just basically like messed around and stuff.
And they did it to you, but you didn't do it back to them.
No.
You know what that move is, by the way, as a guy, when you do it to them? It's the guy who does that thing where he's going to paint your address on your curb. Mm-hmm. It's like, no charge. I'm going to do it. But if you like my work, I'll leave an envelope. And it's like you going, nah, not going to pay you. That's what that is. Like, oh, come on, you son of a bitch. I painted the goddamn nothing. Really? Yeah. That's when guys do that, when they're like, look, babe, I just want to bring enjoyment to you.
No, when guys do that, it's they're paying homage.
Yeah, it's a hot chick, but it's also, you're also, you're hoping that there's something in the envelope when you come back the next day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a little break. I want to get back with Angelina. Yeah. I think she's a hot chick. And she's calling from Fresno. Maybe it's big fish, small pond kind of thing. Mm. We'll take ourselves a break. And then we got to get a radio in here because there's something called Ace's Accordion Countdown I've been wanting to play on the show for a long time.
Okay.
We got to work this out. We'll take a quick break. We'll launch a new game after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. We got the radio in here to... play Ace's Accordion Countdown game. We got to work out a few bugs. It was a last-minute call. So I think in the next break, we're going to figure that out, and then we'll come back with a game that I believe... I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Could surpass Germany or Florida.
Bigger than Germany or Florida.
Oh, wow.
Huge. Huge. Okay. so you know those gauges in your car that tell you how many miles you have left? You know, before you run out of gas.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the gas gauge,
right,
but the little digital readout.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like a godsend, except for you can't trust them.
Right.
Because
they're never accurate.
I started my car up. I was in my driveway. I was at 50 miles, and I thought, okay, that's enough to get there and back. And before I got out of my driveway, I was at 45.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually dropped 5 miles in about 18 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's bad. So now I'm at 45. Now I'm not sure if I can make it there and back. That's all right. 20 miles later when I got here, I was at 51. And the thing is like they're like, well, yeah, see, that's not how much gas that what that does is factor in your actual driving habits and then make a prediction. How about something that just told you how much you got left?
Just the volume.
Just
yeah.
It. But look, here's what you got. Car gets 20 miles a gallon. You got a gallon left. You got 20 miles.
Yeah.
There you go. Other ones I like, too, are the ones that, I got 18 miles. Uh-oh, flatline.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is where I need you, baby.
Yeah.
I don't need you between 357 and 361. I need you now.
Right.
Now's when I need you. I don't like the flat line at 14. Yeah, I would like to see you go down to one. And people are like, well, yeah, you're driving, you're steering, you're moving, but we can figure this one out. Gas is in there.
Yeah.
You make the gas tanks in such a way where it's a little bit of a funnel shape at the bottom. It's got a little pickup at the bottom. You work this one out. What I would pay an extra grand for a car where they went, look, when this thing is at 2,
that's what you got.
Yeah, a 2, you got 1,100 feet. That's how much, it's down to the foot. And when it gets to 0, you're done. You understand?
0 is 0.
0 means 0. That's how it is. And it gets down into tenths, too.
Yeah.
And then inches. And then, like,
millimeters.
Microns. I just wish, like, if I knew that 30 was 30, I'd be cool. If I knew that 30 was between 25 and 35, I'd be cool. The idea that I've actually put gas in my tank, according to this thing, driving to work in a rainstorm, doesn't feel right to me.
No.
Makes me question the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's work that one out, yes?
I'm with you.
All right.
Oh, we lost Anna, or whatever her name was.
And... let's invent a microwave that you can put all the metal stuff in.
Oh,
all
that's
the foil
your,
in.
I know
that's my
big,
next thing.
Yeah, it's your
Here's
big.
My next thing. Here's my next thing with
your
the
next,
microwave.
Next
you ready? The next microwave thing? One where you can put like a sandwich in, like a burger or something.
And the bread.
Focuses on the meat.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Gets the meat hot. doesn't hit the tomato. Stays away from the tomato and the lettuce and the onion. There's nothing worse than when you have to take something apart to put it in the microwave. Yeah. Ah, here's another one. Sometimes you go, you get a little like Japanese takeout. You get a little tempura thing. You get a little teriyaki bowl or whatever. But it's got the salad in there too. And what do you do? Dig the salad out. Yeah, now, you're always too lazy. You're like, yeah, but the rice is getting hard. I'm gonna give it a shot in the microwave. Then you get a little steam coming off the lettuce, and it's bad.
Yep.
Have a smart microwave. Have a smart grow wave. That knows, the Ace Man wants his chicken hit, but he wants me to stay the F away from the iceberg lettuce. I'm going to focus on the chicken.
It's awesome.
Huh?
Yeah. Maybe something about the molecules in meat that can be focused in on.
Hey, we can put a man on the moon. It's not that big a deal. And microwave's been around for 40 years now. I haven't really, other than taking the picture of the burrito off it.
The physical properties of what these things are. It sounds like not a big deal.
Here's my feeling. I feel like we're working too hard on certain things, like everyone comes out with a different bottle opener every, the corkscrew or something every 20 minutes. We got that. That's fine. That works fine. We got one. It works great. Let's focus on something else.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading an article about technologies, and they were saying that by the time a technology becomes part of our life, it's actually been around for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 20 years to get things into the people's houses.
Oh. You're talking about the Corolla? No. You're talking about the Corolla.
It's
about 80 years. No.
It doesn't actually enter. If it enters the Corolla house, there's an alarm that goes off. Somebody has to look into it.
Yeah. Yes or no? Does my mom have a DVD player?
No. No. Are you kidding?
I told I should have known. My mom was pissed because I didn't tell her I was doing the CBS show. So she gets angry when I don't tell her. So she was angry. She was like, I want to see that. My buddy Don, he said he got it on his thing, and he's got a computer. He's just going to burn get DVD. So I'll get you a DVD. Oh, we don't have a. Oh, really? No. And then I thought to myself, who are you talking to? Bill Gates? Are you kidding? Then I was like, well, use the TiVo. No. You understand cable.
VCR?
Very new thing.
Do you have VCR?
Yes. Got one. Because now they're starting to turn over. People are throwing them away. Yeah. She got them at the garage sale. Yeah, everything. Listen, my mom would buy a syringe at a garage sale. Do you understand?
Yes.
She would buy contact lenses and like saline solution at a garage sale.
Yes.
She'd buy Q-tips at a garage sale. There's glasses, forks, flatware. Oh, are you kidding?
Yes.
I probably grew up using a fork that someone stabbed their wife with.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Hepatitis fork.
Right.
That's what I use. My wife, my stupid sister was drinking out of a urine sample container that my mom bought it. Please. Are you kidding? Okay. And Drew, again, the rule. Because, it's the game Operation. It's a 39th birthday. The guy from Operation, 39 years old today. And again, I'm going to use the rule. Did the Ace Man have Operation growing up? What's the rule?
If he needed batteries? No.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Then that's how you know. Or plug-in.
Any energy source.
That's right. Did I have a football with no threads? With no threads.
That's a trick question.
No, just answer it.
No.
Well, of course I had a football with no threads.
I thought
it doesn't take batteries and it doesn't plug in.
Oh, I see. I get it.
And I found it.
Got it.
Yeah, that's how you know.
I see.
But if it takes batteries.
Impossible.
I have it. Battleship?
Battleship. Well,
the electronic battleship.
Yeah, no way. But the real one, yes.
Mm,
the old one.
Mm, more than eight pieces. No.
Because it was a garage sale.
It took stuff. Yeah. Alicia?
Hi.
That's always good. You get the games secondhand at the garage sale, but you're missing an aircraft carrier and a destroyer, so you get like a cigarette butt and a bird turd, half a melted crayon and a cigarette butt. Yeah, that's the Arizona.
Yeah.
Great.
You suck my bird turd.
There's nothing worse than getting the games. First off, games smell funny at a garage sale. When do games start smelling weird?
Mold.
Get old and they start smelling weird.
Moldy,
Yeah, they get moldy. Yeah. They smell like old people, like games. I don't know what that is. You're not
sitting in a closet, a wet, moist closet.
It's not a moist closet. It's just a closet. But they start smelling weird.
But the kind of person that would save the game long enough and then sell it at a garage sale.
Yeah.
That's the one that smells.
And it's always,
not all games.
So the game smells of death, and it's always missing a couple of pieces.
Of course.
And so you can sort of use it, but not really, because there's a couple of good pieces that are missing, and it's got the stink of some other kid who didn't want it on it. And it does. It smells old and weird and like old
What did
death.
You say about the guy's 39 that Operation?
Yeah, Operation guy.
What?
39.
What do you mean?
The caricature or the character in Operation.
The game is 39 years old.
It's 39.
I see.
Well, yeah, he turns 39, see, which means the game is 39.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Ready again?
Yeah.
Alicia?
Yeah, hi.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, well, I was thinking about going on birth control, but I take a lot of medication, so I was wondering if it has
adverse
effects. Effexor, Lamictal, and Adderall, and Trazodone.
Wow.
Okay, so you're bipolar?
No, I'm clinically depressed.
Lamictal is a mood stabilizer.
I know, I have epilepsy, and that they also work as anticonvulsants as well.
Mm-hmm. So you become a doctor. Yeah.
You have seizures?
Yeah.
You've had generalized seizures.
I actually haven't had one in over a year almost a year. But,
and what is the cause of your seizures?
Nobody knows. No one was sure. They just put me on meds as soon as I had one and they figured out what it was.
Hmm. And they didn't use the term fictitious seizures.
Uh-oh.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, those are generally medications you can't take birth control pill with. You said Effexor, Lamictal, Trazodone, and what was the last one?
Adderall.
Adderall. So Adderall is the ADD medicine.
Yeah, I know.
Are you being treated for ADD?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on?
So ADD, depression, and seizures.
A little classical music and some push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm old school.
I saw that Big Loser show tonight.
Yeah.
Liked it.
Okay.
Wanted to go work out at 9 o'clock at night.
Nice.
Crazy.
Not quiet.
Anyway,
Alicia?
Yeah.
What about it? How about a nice jog? How about you get like an iPod and you put some classical on, you take a nice 5-mile jog every morning?
I don't think I'd have the attention span for it.
You can't run?
A hamster can run on a wheel for half an hour.
You wouldn't have the attention span to run?
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't like repetition. So if I ran, I wouldn't have a routine. I'd run.
All right. Well, Drew, can't you take birth control?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Here's what I want to say to everybody. I know it sounds preachy, but I really think that you can half of exercise is breaking yourself. Like, part of it is getting your body into shape, and the other part is breaking your will, forcing yourself to do things you don't want to do. Sort of, she's a little nutty. Something's going on.
That was a bizarre answer.
Just
my
like
ADD
repetition?
Prevents me from repeating things like moving my legs at one time after another.
It's kind of what my problem is with everybody getting on, basically taking a medicine cabinet where the pills every morning and then using that as a reason why they can't do stuff.
It makes you chronically ill. But some people are chronically ill.
But here's the thing. I don't think you know the difference. Once you get diagnosed with something, once someone says, well, this is why you can't read, Sweetie P, and this is why you can't exercise, Sweetie P, and here's why you need these pills, Sweetie P, I just think you just become that person eventually.
Well, you can become chronically sort of in the system as a result of that. You can sort of throw yourself in, become passively a passenger in the treatment process rather than something active.
Yeah, become like a twig in a stream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alicia?
Yeah?
Yeah. How about some exercise?
I do work out, actually, but I don't work out, like, a certain amount of times every day. But I do.
What do you do?
I actually do run, and I go to the gym.
All right.
Not like, a regular time, because I'm really busy. So,
right. What are you doing?
School.
All right.
What are you studying?
Whittier College?
Hmm?
What college?
Just junior college near my house.
Now listen, that shouldn't keep you busy.
No, it's not. A lot of other things are, though.
Like what?
Junior college.
I have a very hectic life.
What? Because Lisa's so full of double talk, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Not a single straight answer from
Alicia. Super boring double talk. Well, the first is I'm busy because I'm going to college.
And then I'm not busy.
I'm going to junior college. It's not really doing anything. What are you doing? You have a small business you're running, Alicia? You skippering a minor league baseball team? What's going on?
Well, let's see.
What, were you just horribly abused growing up or something?
No. Both my parents.
Why can't you trust people enough even to give them a straight answer?
Mm-hmm. I don't trust people very easily. But
I understand that, but that's because
not
you.
But how about people who don't care?
Happened at home.
All right. So
where did it happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, nothing really specifically happened. I just.
All right.
It's just oblique. Everything's oblique, oblique, oblique.
Done playing handball against the Drapes.
It's not because of anything that happened at home.
Oh,
what
whatever.
Happened outside them. Well, it's not specifically anything about outside. It's not,
listen, we're all God's kids, and everyone lands on their feet, and there's plenty more where that came from. So we're fine. We just keep moving. Everyone's fine. Take the meds. Do whatever you want. That's fine. All right, Drew, what were we talking about?
Hey, but good times.
Yeah, but good times. That's what I got to say.
Accordion.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do our accordion countdown next break. Brittany?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm 17, and I'm going out with this 27-year-old guy, and I was wondering if that's okay or I shouldn't be doing
fantasy
that.
Answer.
Yes, you two should get married and have hundreds of kids.
He's not old enough.
It's going on forever.
He needs to be 47.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still wet behind the ears. I can't believe you're going out with a greenhorn. Talk about cradle robber.
How dare you?
Yeah. What kind of...
I want to marry him.
Oh, okay. Well, what does... you're 17.
Mm-hmm.
He's a criminal.
What is... Well, not necessarily.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes?
He's having sex with her.
Is he having sex with you?
Yes.
Okay. But really, I don't know what the age of consent is.
It's L.A. It's 18.
All right.
It's 18 and 3 years. He's 27.
What's he do for a living?
He has his own business.
All right. What kind of business? Some form of construction?
No. It's jewelry business.
Jewelry business.
Yeah.
What is it? What does that mean?
Jewelry. Yes.
See one of those guys on the street that...
He slides his overcoat up and he's got 19 watches on.
He has a bunch of fake Rolexes and things.
Yeah.
No.
What's he do?
He has his own business. He has money. But I'm not going out with him because of his money.
What does he do?
He has his own business.
He sells jewelry. He's got a jewelry business.
He has a jewelry store?
I believe so. I've never been there, though.
Oh, I'm sure it's sprawling. I'm sure it's the Taj Mahal of jewelry stores. Picture Monaco. Bustling streets of Monaco.
I'm picturing the carts I've seen in Costa Rica. Selling little
I bet
trinkets.
He sells jewelry and the hot dogs with the bacon wrapped around them. Got the propane tank, a modified shopping cart. Jewelry and hot dogs. Yeah. All right, so fantastic. Where'd you meet this guy, Brittany?
My job.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work do you do?
I cashier at a restaurant.
Oh, okay, so he picked you up over there. And are you using protection when you have sex with him?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what's the question?
Should I be going out with him or not?
No, not.
No,
not.
Too big age difference for you two.
Yeah.
You need a nice 14-year-old.
14?
All right, make it
19 13. Would be okay.
Yeah, 19. How about 19? Hey, I don't trust this guy. I think
he's a criminal.
He's just picking you up.
He's a criminal.
Seeing you behind the counter with your little orange Denny's apron on.
Giving you a crazy story about a jewelry store that magically you never get to see.
Probably just using you to get like a deal on the Rootin' Tootie. Fish and Fruity. Yeah. Next thing you know, he's going to be asking you to smuggle out one of those syrup go-rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, baby doll. I don't trust this guy.
That I think you're right.
You never been to his house or anything?
No.
What kind of car does he drive?
Mercedes,
yeah, but it's like an 84, right? And it's diesel.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's a nice car.
All right. All right, I here's the whole thing. Are you looking for someone to sort of save you, from your life?
Nope.
You don't need to be rescued.
Nope.
So you don't need this guy.
You're
right?
Doing all right. Are you going to high school?
I'm in college right now.
Where are you in college?
Hold on a second. Oh, where?
Bryman.
Oh, Bryman.
Let's see.
I was going to go Mills or maybe Brown, but you're saying Bryman. All right. Brittany?
Uh-huh.
Which college?
I'm going to community college.
community.
Which
please,
one?
Please,
which one?
Let's hold on.
I'm
first
shocked.
Off, sure, everyone, please. It's junior college. Community gives it some sort of dignity.
Yes, yes.
Okay. It's if you're supporting your local college.
Which junior college?
Which one?
Yeah.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica City College? That's pretty.
Yeah.
Decent junior college.
Yeah. It's hard. It's tough to get in there. You have to go in, you know, the door has to be unlocked. It's tough. That's the administration criteria. How do you get in? Well, you can't get in on a Sunday because it's locked up unless you got like a acetylene torch or something. But otherwise, admissions are, you actually have to get in. You have to break in. You can go through an air duct. Yeah. But the door's always open. You just walk in. There you go. How'd you get in? I walked in.
That door.
Yeah,
I got
that's
it
what it is.
Okay.
All right, so I don't like this guy. I don't trust this guy.
No.
You shouldn't trust him either. Mm-mm. You find a nice guy at the Santa Monica Junior College. Plenty of guys over there. And let me tell you something. Those cats, fast track. Fast track. Oh, yeah. If you want to count, move them back to your house and 26 years to get a two-year degree, fast track, fast track.
All right, let's get this accordion.
Let's
game
go.
Going. Come on.
Because we're going to break it down. Hey, and listen, you know, everyone makes fun of me because, oh, Adam, stop ranking on the junior college. Prove me wrong, you idiots. One of you people from junior college.
No, come on.
Prove me wrong.
They go to university, a lot of them. Not a lot.
Please. Handful of Asians that need to be there. Handful of nursing students that need to be there. The rest, take out the garbage. Thin the herd. I told you, when I'm in charge, I just put barbed wire around them and make them into prisons. And we don't move prisoners in. It's like, no. You're it.
You don't leave.
Yeah. Oh, you thought you're playing soccer? You're now in the yard. You could get a shift put in you. That's all right. Food will be a little better, but you're not going home. And but I spoke to your parents. They've signed off on it completely. They're happy.
You'll have conjugal visits.
Your dad wants a station wagon back. That's it. He's bringing your toothbrush and some tube socks later on. All right. Let's take a break.
Yeah. Here we go.
And we're going to work on this accordion countdown thing when we come back. All right?
Yeah.
All right? All that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ron Jeremy in here tomorrow night. Oh. Misty Canyon in here tomorrow night. When we left off, we're talking about playing a game that I predict is going to be bigger than Germany or Florida. It's a game we play in the Kimmel's writing room. We have a radio there. I have this theory that just about every time I switch to a Mexican station, there's accordion music blaring.
Instantly.
I believe they're trying to drive us out of the country with it, by the way. But that's another theory. We can get into that later. So we start playing this game called Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown, which is... I've got my name on it because I thought of it, you know.
Yeah, good.
And we just have a radio sitting there, and we all go about writing our Kimmel jokes. And about every 20 minutes, someone says, all right, flipping the radio on. And then the question is, all right, what do you got? And people are like, 5 seconds, 20 seconds. And then you can go with the immediate one,
so,
too.
So you and I are going to play here, just to give an example to the public. How
right.
Okay.
Now, the problem is we don't have an extension cord, and we don't have the mic right. And we got poor Lauren standing in the hallway. holding an AM radio, but hopefully we can hear it through Drew's mic. Drew, what do you go on the accordion
Four
countdown?
Seconds.
Wait, guys, real quick, before we start, have you cleared this with people and stuff like that? Because I don't want to get busted.
Fine. You're cool.
Yeah.
All right. So 4 seconds, and I'm gonna go 13 seconds. So we can look at the...
13 seconds?
Yeah, it's long. It's long. I'm playing a hunch here. We can look at the...
Now, if there's a commercial,
clock.
Are we...
We restart.
It's a pass, yeah.
It's a pass. It's a push. Do we have a clock? Oh, we got the clock here. Yeah, that's right. All right, when it gets to 40 seconds, we'll go with the... have Lauren hit the power button, turn the speaker this way, get the mic over there, see what it goes. All right, ready? Hit it. Yeah. All right. Hold on. All right. Okay, so that was...
instant.
Okay, that was instant. All right, so I went 13 seconds. Drew, you had 4 seconds.
I win.
All right, you won that round. Yeah, all right, Drew wins that round if Ace is Mexican accordion countdown. That's fine. That's all right. I'll be back, my friend. And by the way, I gave you that because I usually go immediate, but it's too easy.
Yeah, you would have won on that one.
Yeah. Give us another taste.
Well,
Lauren.
Wait, let's bet.
No.
Oh,
all right. Hold off now. I'm going to kill myself. And by the way, you want a simulation of what my job site sounds like every morning? Watch, I'll put the mic over there, and here's how it works. I come walking into my bathrobe. I'm now in the garage. Yeah, into my house. There's eight guys working there. Nothing's going right. I got to turn it real loud. I got to make it real. I got to turn all the way up. Here's what it sounds like. Hey, Ozzy, I said that I wanted you to dial that stuff before you put it in. There's no dialing going. Hold on. Would you shut that off? Shut it off! That's what it sounds like every morning. It's like, hey, you start talking to someone, and about it starts bleeding in your brain, and like 4 seconds in, you start going berserk. If you're in a bad mood, you start going insane. Like if I had a SEAL club, I would just take it to the boom box. All right, well, that's how you play. Now, Lauren, as much as I like to see you just standing there holding a radio with the door open, I think what we should do is you should go back in and cool your jets.
Yeah.
And,
we'll
take some calls, and then like 10 minutes from now, we'll try another round.
Right, okay.
And I Drew won that round. Nice job, Lauren, by the way. Well, now, don't screw with the tuning or anything. Be very careful. All right. I don't know if there's, now here's the thing. I'm sure there's some sort of retarded FCC regulation about doing that, but what is it? What could it be? Really? Huh? It shouldn't count for different languages, should it? What's going on?
No, we were just playing a song that we pulled. We weren't playing a radio station.
Yeah, we're playing a song we pulled. That's right, Anderson. All right, you ready?
Here we go.
Teresa? Oh, doesn't work. Hmm?
Why can't we? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Lauren, get the radio.
Try number three.
All right, let me try three.
No, I got Teresa up. Go.
Okay.
Why can't we do it from here?
Because it's always a cluster F. Every night there's something.
Okay.
I'm going to reboot this thing then.
All right, Teresa?
Yes?
What's happening, baby doll?
Well, I've been with this guy for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And recently when we had sex, he usually finishes really quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like he gets upset. And like he starts yelling at me after he's done.
Well, you deserve it. You made him orgasm so quickly. Right?
But see, what I want to know if,
Hold on. He has sex. He orgasms very quickly and then he starts yelling at you?
Yeah.
He's a keeper. What a delight.
How does that go down, so to speak? I mean, what is he mad at you about?
And here are your choices, by the way. A, you're misrepresenting what this guy does dramatically, or B, he's nuts, and therefore you're nuts for staying with him.
Okay, it doesn't happen all the time. It's just the last couple of times that it has happened, that's usually... It's
mad at you.
Yeah.
For what?
Or, I don't know, maybe he's, mad at himself.
When he's getting mad at you, what does he express?
You stinking whore! Come on. What? No, please. Any insight at all?
No, he's just...
I didn't want insight. I just want a description of what it is that he claims he's angry about.
You're right, Drew.
I guess he's mad because he orgasms so quick.
So he's just frustrated. He just expresses frustration. He doesn't say, I'm mad at you because...
No, he's just mad because he orgasmed too quick. But you say he's mad at you.
I mean, he makes me feel like he's mad at me. So
yeah, maybe he's just frustrated.
He's just angry.
But usually that's it. There's no more after.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, wow.
Oof.
Do you have like a dolphin or something we can talk to? Nothing? No pets?
Yeah.
Okay. You're 25?
23.
Oh, 23. Okay.
And he's 29.
He's 29.
Yeah.
And you're calling him your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't... first off, are you going to marry this guy?
We've thought about it.
Do you have kids?
No, we don't have kids.
Good. What are you using for protection?
We don't.
Okay.
Are you planning to have kids?
Yeah, we are.
Right soon?
No.
Well,
why don't you use some protection?
How are you going to prevent that from happening?
Hold on. Lauren, get the radio in here. You want to play Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown with us?
Yeah, she'd be good.
Call's not going anywhere, but
no,
you want to play the game?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Lauren's going
to
crank.
Work on it with her.
Yeah, we got the computer screens down. Lauren's going to crank up the radio. Now, hold on a second, Lauren. You come in here. All right. Turn the speaker toward Drew's mic. We don't get reception in here, but. All right, Drew, what are you going with time-wise?
4 seconds.
Yeah. Four. Sticking with four. What's our caller's name?
Can't tell you.
Oh, can you tell us what your name is? Teresa. Teresa, you there?
Yes.
Okay. You're our caller, you know?
Right.
Okay. All right, Drew's gone with 4 seconds. What do you go with?
Seven.
Jeez, I was going to go with seven. I'm going 11 seconds. Hold on, let me... Drew, would you get up? All right, when it gets to 25, we're going to play it, all right? Are you ready, Lauren? It's time for Ace's Accordion Countdown. Go! Oh. Wow. Wow. 2 seconds. Second and a half.
That was good. I got it again.
Drew again with the four. I don't know what I'm doing.
Than Germany
I don't know what I'm doing. Turn it on. Let's just ride it out.
Instant.
Wow. This is the Jimi Hendrix of accordion players. All right. Wow. That was like 1.26. That was not a full 2 seconds.
We need a better instrument.
Drew,
for timing.
Yeah. How about the hollowed Ace's hollowed out fish? That's not going to work. Teresa.
Yeah.
All right. First off, sorry. Drew won with 4 seconds. Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, you picked seven. I was further off. I took 11 on a whim. Had a gut feeling, you know. Your boyfriend. So we're worried that you guys are going to have kids because you're not using any protection.
You understand there's a connection between having sex and having children.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And what does he do for a living?
He works at a furniture store.
Okay.
He's usually like out of state.
He's usually out of state.
Yeah, he's like a mover, I guess.
He's a mover.
Rambler, rally man.
He moves furniture.
Right.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't trust this guy. I don't like him. I don't like a guy who has a fast orgasm and then gets mad at his old lady.
We don't know that he really is. I mean, he feels like he's mad.
Right.
She feels responsible. He may just be frustrated and pounding his fist.
You don't.
Oh.
A little technical difficulty, yeah. Teresa, you don't seem like a person that's like it almost feels like you should be a ward of the state. Like you shouldn't be making your own decisions. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You do okay? You have a job?
Yes.
What do you do?
What was that?
What do you do?
I'm a supervisor at a clothing store.
Okay, so you do all right. Here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that this guy's going to get you pregnant and that you're going to crank out a couple kids. And next thing you know, you're going to be joined with this guy and he's going to be a deadbeat dad and he's going to be out driving his moving van and you're never going to see him again and things are going to get worse. So please use some birth control, especially with the guy's problem.
Right.
And then secondly, next time he has the orgasm.
Yeah, putting a condom on the guy may help him delay his ejaculation.
Yeah, and next time he doesn't gets angry, and it seems like it's at you, ask him about it. And then call us. All right. And thanks for playing Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown. We're going to send you out. It's a novel little AM radio shaped like an accordion. All right. Please get rid of her, Anderson. Wow. That was sort of part, not all human, yes?
But all love line.
But all love line.
Yeah.
All right, we're having some serious technical difficulties.
We can't see the computer.
Oh, the computer's completely out now?
Completely out.
Yeah, and I just got, my head just got hit with lightning.
Yeah, they had some weird sound from the satellite.
Yeah, nothing at this end.
Yeah, it was loud.
Drew, one more time, just go get the door. Let's
radio?
Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got wrong. It's not a radio. Come on.
Other than the CD.
Yeah. And Lauren took it. Now, don't let the door hit you in the ass. All right, dude. This gentleman. No, but just. Okay. All right. I'm going crazy. I'm going with a weird one. 9 seconds.
8 seconds.
Hold on. and Ace's accordion countdown. Go. Yeah, okay, it's got the backbeat. Got the backbeat. All right, 3.5. Okay. All right, I'm going high. I went high, and I'm getting burned, but I'm sticking with my plan. It's going to pay off. Drew's 3 for 3, everybody. And that's a Price is Right thing. You know, I go 9, you go 8. Why go 4 if I'm at 9?
That's right.
You win at 2.
That's right.
Smart. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Doc Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ron Jeremy coming in here tomorrow night, along with Christy Canyon, who I knew when I was in high school, and who turned me down on a date.
Just once.
That's all it took for her. Mm. I didn't see her enough. She would have turned me down a second time.
I never heard the details of that. Did she? It'd be interesting.
I was.
She doesn't remember, of course.
No, I think I was out of high school. I was probably 18, and she was probably 16 or something. And I asked her out. She kind of avoided it for a while, and then eventually she kind of said, yeah, all right. And I did that whole thing where I spent the whole day washing my dad's car and ironing my pants and stuff, putting zit cream on and everything. And I don't know what happened, but it just fell through. Like, I called. She wasn't there. It was just clearly we were both going different directions sexually. Clearly.
Yeah. She was, yeah.
She's heading toward Ron Jeremy. Yeah. I was heading toward the hamper.
Yeah. Yeah,
clearly.
Different.
Clearly. That's different. I made a choice. I stick by it.
Yeah. Stick me now, probably.
We don't have a computer here. And when we don't have a computer, it means we don't know who the calls are, what their names are, or anything like that. Now, Anderson, who's back at the mothership over there, he has a computer.
Now she's going to. Lauren is.
Yeah, where's Lauren?
Lauren is going to feed us the
there
thing.
There we go.
Another round of Ace's Mexican Accordion countdown before
real quick.
Now,
yeah, well, I read the questions.
All right. So Lauren is bringing, again, this is a game that's sweeping the nation. We just go random radio station, and they got to play the Latin music. And,
Hold on,
Lauren, please. I got to cue you. And we see how long it takes before we hear the accordion.
I'm going back to my 4 seconds.
Drew's been kicking my butt. I've been going like 7 seconds, 11 seconds. Drew's crushed me. Average, well, we've had an immediate. We've had 1.3 seconds, and we've had like 3.5 seconds. Drew's won all of them. You're going 4 again?
Yeah.
I'm going with me. I'm going 22 seconds.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of that? Now, hold on. Just wait till the clock gets to 50, and hit it, Lauren.
Instead. There.
No, that's horns. That's horns. That's horns. We're at 13 seconds. We're at 17 seconds. It's a record, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, now the DJ's coming in. All right, but Drew,
You won. You kicked my ass, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I picked 22 seconds. Well,
it was going to be something longer than 22, so you win.
All right. Smart. Well, thanks, baby doll. All right. I'm 1 for 4. All right, Drew, what do you got there?
Let's talk to line 1.
Anderson, who? What's the name?
Claire is 17.
Claire? Line 1, Claire? 17?
Yeah.
Claire, hey.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Got a question? Good.
We're good.
Here we go.
Yeah, every time I have sex afterwards, I always have vaginal bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Have you only been having sex in or around the time of your period?
No.
Or no matter what.
No, well, and there's no like pain afterwards.
That's right. Are you on the birth control pill?
Yes.
Sometimes the pill will cause a growth of the lining of the uterus and make it sort of somewhat unstable, and so things stimulation like sex will cause some bleeding. That's not at all uncommon.
Okay.
All right.
Wait. Thank you.
Yeah. Wait. Easy. How old's the guy?
19.
Mm. Where's she calling from?
San Diego.
All right. Yeah, you in love?
No.
Who?
Why are you having sex with him if you're not in love?
Because I like it.
Okay. Using protection?
Yes.
Or she's on condom and birth control?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right. You just want to have sex with somebody?
Yeah, he's the only one I had sex with.
Let me figure out though. You like him? Yeah. Feelings for him.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be your girlfriend, your boyfriend.
No, he's not my boyfriend.
Because he doesn't want to be your boyfriend.
No, well, I'm sure he doesn't.
Right. And if he did want to, he would be your boyfriend.
Can you just face reality?
Yeah. You're denying this whole situation.
Yeah, you have feelings for him. You're pretending like you don't, so you're not hurt because he doesn't have feelings for you.
But I don't want him to be my boyfriend.
Of course you
do. We know that, Claire. That's not a way to go through life. Thinking that by having sex with him, you're going to make him like you.
You would love him to be your boyfriend. It would be the best day of your life if he wanted to be your boyfriend.
No.
Who are you kidding? Who are you talking to, you little 17-year-old? We know what we're talking about. Of course you want him to be your boyfriend. You have feelings for him. What's funny about that?
It's not funny. It's just not true.
Why not? Why don't you want him to be your boyfriend?
He's just not really somebody that I want to be my boyfriend. I just don't want him to be my boyfriend.
Well, I don't understand why you're having sex with him then.
Well, it happened like the first time when we were drinking, we were drunk, and then I just like did it afterwards.
Okay. All right. I worry about you, Claire. Slow down. Take it easy.
No.
All right.
What?
Hang up on her. Yeah, her line's bad. Drew, give us a good call. Maybe she didn't want him as a boyfriend.
No, I know, but you should be worried about Claire.
Something's up.
Yeah. Sarah, 23, in the line 3.
Sarah on line 3, 23.
Sarah?
Hello.
What's happening?
What do you mean? Oh, with my question.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What night? What's going on tonight?
Let's play the
recording countdown. Sarah, you want to join in on Ace's Mexican recording countdown?
I'm Hispanic, and I find nothing funny about it.
It's not funny. It's a game. Is Jeopardy funny?
No, it's boring.
All right. That's what this is, then. Go ahead.
It's okay.
All right, just hold still. What time do you get? Drew, please. Oh, it's a commercial. All right, you dodge a bullet, Missy.
Play the game.
Now go ahead.
Okay. Yay, I don't get to play.
Well, it's just a commercial break. We might get back with you. Keep going. Yeah, I like that guy in the background.
No, he doesn't.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay. My problem is that when I masturbate, I can't come.
You can't have an orgasm when you masturbate.
You never have.
Okay, I don't
boring.
Understand it. No, see, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're boring. Anyways.
Yeah, you're angry, like, baby.
It feels really, really good. It feels really, really good. And I get right to that point.
You're fat.
True.
And?
Yes.
I get right to that point, and then it's gone.
All right.
Yeah, that happens with you all the time, too, doesn't it, Adam?
Yeah, it's gone if you count gone on me.
What?
It's gone, yeah. Have you ever had an orgasm this way?
By masturbating?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it possible to ruin or to damage your...
Well, hold on a second. You called and you said you have trouble orgasming.
When you masturbate.
When you masturbate. I said, have you ever had it? And you were like, yeah.
Of course.
Well, I've had an orgasm before. Who hasn't?
That's not what Tony asked.
Have you ever had an orgasm masturbating?
Oh, well, not like I want to.
Anderson, please put her on hold. What's wrong?
Can I hang up on her, please?
Get rid of her. What happened to everybody? Look, I'm trying to get to a goddamn answer here.
It's like we're in a courtroom or something. It's our police.
Yeah, and Sarah's angry and sort of combative. And it's I don't want every answer to be like trying to pull a rope toy out of my dog's mouth.
Yeah.
Here's the game, everybody. You call because you have a problem.
We try to sort it out. We try to understand it. We never met you before. We need some details.
So I'm going to ask you things like, have you had this orgasm?
It's not like you would ask a problem in an abstraction. It's not like we need to know about the person who's asking the problem and their circumstances and the relationship and the particulars of this individual in order to assess the problem.
I know. And here's the thing, everybody. Here's what you shouldn't be confused by. Like if you say, I've never, ever had, you know, I'm having trouble having an orgasm when I masturbate. You say, so have you ever had an orgasm that way before? What way? You brought it up.
What brought what up?
Oh, have I? Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, of course.
You mean not through masturbation? Look, does everything have to be pulling teeth? Just trying to figure out whether you've been able to diddle yourself and come. That's all. That's all we want. Drew, get the radio.
Thanks, get the radio. Thanks for showing me the little diddling move.
I had to do the move. And I used the center. I used the index finger, too. You want to see the jack move?
8 seconds.
8 seconds. Now, hold on. All right.
Jack move, you should show.
Here we go.
Okay, ready? What are you going for?
I'm going immediate. Okay. And go. No. No. No.
But it's like an orchestra pretending to be.
No, I don't know, Drew.
We're losing the edge.
Yeah. That's two songs in 13 seconds without accordion music. We got to reevaluate. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's reevaluate. Okay. We'll come back stronger than ever because we get a hand in, all right?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Oh, hey, that's the show, yo. We're going to welcome Ron Jeremy into the studio and Christy Canyon tomorrow night. All right, Drew, let's try it one more time. Just
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
You?
Five. Stick with it. Stick with it. Stick with it.
No.
Stick
no way.
With it.
No way.
Stick with it. Come on. I don't know, but out of pride. Out of pride. What?
And
what? A sax?
No.
Would Rob Lowe join the band? Oh, Drew. Okay. Now, I got to reevaluate.
It's a horrible game. I was playing Germany or Florida.
Start off so strong. We'll take a little break, like 22 hours worth.
Weird energy night.
All right, we'll be back. Yeah. We'll be back. That's why it's 5-9 a weeker.
That's right.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Hey, Ozzy, I said that I wanted you to dial that stuff before you put it in. There's no dialing going. Hold on. Hold on. Shut that off! Shut it off!
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.